KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have cloudy skies and 53 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In Western Iowa news, arrests have been made in back-to-back robberies of a Western Iowa store in which the clerk was repeatedly shot with a stun gun. Police in Omaha arrested 18-year-old DeJay Betts on Tuesday and 22-year-old Loyal Brown on Wednesday. Both men live in Omaha. Police say Betts and another man entered exotic gifts in Council Bluffs on August 24th and that Betts repeatedly attacked the store's clerk with a stun gun while the other man stole merchandise. Betts and Brown are accused of returning to the store 5 days later, with Betts again attacking the same clerk with a stun gun while Brown took merchandise and money. Betts and Brown remained in an Omaha jail this morning. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Well, the City Council in Adair has voted to begin the search for a new police officer. The decision came during a meeting Wednesday night and follows the recent firing of Lieutenant Josephine Weston and the resignation of Police Chief Bob Koneman. City officials have declined to release any details concerning the departures of the two law enforcement officials. The city will begin advertising for the position in the Des Moines Register, Omaha World Herald, and locally soon. The person hired for the job will be required to live in Adair. Until that person is hired, deputies of the Guthrie and Adair County Sheriff's Offices will continue to patrol the city of Adair. An Atlantic woman has turned herself into authorities on a drug charge. The Atlantic Police Department reported Wednesday that 24-year-old Tara Woodard was wanted on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. The woman was booked into the Cass County Jail on Tuesday. The APD reports also a 28-year-old Andrew Sudman of Atlantic was arrested Tuesday for driving while barred. He was booked into the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. The Harlan Police Department is requesting the public's help in finding the person or persons responsible for a break-in last weekend at the Shelby County Speedway in Harlan. The incident happened sometime between Saturday night and Sunday morning. Officials say about $15,000 worth of merchandise was stolen from the Speedway. The incident remains under investigation. If you have any information concerning that crime, you're asked to contact the Harlan Police Department at 755-5151. In other news, a scavenger hunt that begins Monday may result in you winning a year's supply of Coca-Cola. Officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce announced Wednesday that in honor of Atlantic's 20th Coca-Cola Days celebration, the chamber is giving away a year's supply of Coca-Cola to one lucky and observant household. The scavenger hunt is set to run September 17th through the 21st. 30 12-packs will come in one or a variety of flavors for the winning household. To be entered to win, players must correctly identify at least 8 special Coca-Cola items located in 11 participating businesses. Each business features only one scavenger hunt item. You Found It signs the flag as the item has the right object. The scavenger hunt lists with rules can be found on AtlanticIowa.com or at the Rock Island Depot here in Atlantic. Completed lists must be returned to the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce by no later than 5:30 p.m. Friday, September 21st. A winner will be drawn at the tailgate party at the Rock Island Depot on Friday evening. The winners will be featured in the Coca-Cola Days Parade on Saturday at 4 p.m. The Iowa chapter of the Coca-Cola Collectors will co-sponsor that parade. The scavenger hunt is a product of the Chamber's Special Promotions and Event Committee. More information can be found by going to chamber@atlanticiowa.com. Officials with ArtistSignal.com, a digital distribution platform for artists, bands, and record labels, have announced that two bands, one from Minnesota, the other from Iowa, have received $25,000 each following a vote-driven internet contest. Craig Shaft and Gear Grinders from Minnesota and Randy Burke and the Prisoners from Iowa were announced as the winners of the contest, during which fans could cast a vote every hour for 90 days. Originally, there was only one $25,000 top prize designed to help an artist or band jumpstart their career, but the online venue decided the top two musicians receiving votes would each receive the big prize. Randy Burke and the Prisoners, whose lead singer is Atlantic native Randy Burke, will use their prize money to record a new album at Iowa recording studio The Sonic Factory. In a press release, the 39-year-old Burke said we could record anywhere in the country and have great contacts in Nashville and California, but think it's important to keep the money here, rooted to the fans and community that supported us in the contest, helped us win, and support us every day. Tobacco retailers on the Iowa side of the Missouri River could see a big boost in business as Omaha leaders consider a new cigarette tax. The proposal would add 35 cents per pack to the cost of cigarettes sold in Omaha, which Omaha tobacco outlet owner Bob Wagner fears will send his store's profits into the ashtray.
Any tax is horrible. My customers are so price conscious. If they can get a cart from a competitor of mine who is 3 miles down the road, I'm going to be hard-pressed.
Omaha leaders are considering the cigarette tax hike as a way to help pay for the construction of a new cancer treatment and research center at the University of Nebraska Medical Center. That could create 1,200 jobs by 2020. If the cigarette tax hike passes, Wagner guesses many Omaha smokers will make the short trip across the bridge to Council Bluffs to buy their cartons.
Certainly everybody wants jobs, but if this passes, at a minimum, I'm probably going to have to let go of two people and then pray that I can keep my doors open.
He says a 64-cent per pack cigarette tax hike was first suggested, but that was cut to 35 cents a pack. He hopes the proposal will be defeated, but he is worried.
This is absolutely a direct hit, a gut punch to the blue-collar workers of the city of Omaha. You know, you're going to gut check them and then strap this tax to their backs and ride it all the way home. This is absolutely unbelievable.
Omaha is being asked to put up $40 million for the Cancer Center. Construction could begin on the $323 million facility next year, with opening in 2016. The city's tax on bars and restaurants that was implemented a few years ago generates about $25 million per year. Elsewhere in area news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday approved plans for the bridge replacement project on Lansing Road. Auditor Dale Sunderman said the bridge on a farm-to-market road is over the East Nishnabotna River. It's located about 2.5 miles southwest of Atlantic near the old Walnut Grove Research Farm. Engineer Charles Marker had signed off on the project, but the forms needed to be approved by the board before being submitted to the Iowa Department of Transportation. Taking a look at world headlines, Yemen's embassy in Washington is condemning today's storming of the U.S. embassy in Yemen's capital. Hundreds of protesters, angered by anti-Muslim film, burned an American flag but did not enter the main building in Sana'a. It follows attacks on U.S. missions in Egypt and Libya, where the U.S. ambassador and three other American diplomats were killed Tuesday. U.S. officials are investigating whether the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya that killed four American diplomats was really a backlash to an anti-Islamic video or an attack that was planned to coincide with the anniversary of the September 11th terror attacks. Meanwhile, security is being beefed up at U.S. embassies and consulates around the world and at least one cemetery for American veterans. President Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney have been trading tough words over the handling of attacks on U.S. diplomatic missions in the Middle East, but they're likely to also focus on the economy when they campaign today. Obama will hold an event near Denver, and Romney is to appear at a Virginia rally near Washington, D.C. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits has jumped to the highest level in 2 months. Last week's total was a seasonally adjusted 382,000. The Labor Department says applications increased by 15,000, in part because of the impact of Hurricane Isaac, which disrupted work in 9 states. And what will the Federal Reserve do? Policymakers are wrapping up their 2-day meeting today, and there are high expectations that they'll launch a third round of bond buying in an effort to lower long-term interest rates and spur borrowing and spending. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And the funeral announcements, Loretta Comas, age 91 of Exira, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Loretta Comas will be held today at 10 o'clock at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Isla Maxine Rhodes, age 92 of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Maxine Rhodes will be held today at 11:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Martha Louise Grover, age 97 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Services for Martha Grover will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Gerald Herrick, age 96, of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Gerald Herrick will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Donna Jean Brandis, age 82, of Corydon and formerly of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Donna Brandis will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Patricia Patty Olson, age 61, of Joppa, Maryland, died Friday. Graveside services for Patty Olson will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Cuppies Grove Cemetery in rural Shelby County. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Darlene Hansen, age 84, formerly of Elkhorn, died August 13th at Mercy Hospice in Des Moines. A memorial service for Darlene Hansen will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Westminster Presbyterian Church in Beaverdale. McLaren Rest Haven Chapel and Mortuary in West Des Moines is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.